Hey, I've got some exciting news for you. For nearly a decade, the Social Media Marketing Society has been helping marketers like you to keep up with the changing times. This is our private community just for marketers, and the doors are open right now. When you join, you get access to ongoing training and become part of a welcoming community of marketers who are just like you. Learn more at smmarketingsociety.com. Again, smmarketingsociety.com.
Welcome to the Social Media Marketing Talk Show, your guide to the ever-changing world of social media.
Well, it's been an interesting week, to say the least, for TikTok, as the U.S. Congress is having hearings about the app, and the CEO testified yesterday. Lots of news if you want to go deep on that. But today, we are going to talk about a new way to get discovered faster on TikTok. Also, if you've been curious about spending money on TikTok, a pretty exciting update. And if you struggle to market a business on TikTok because of some of the music or audio restrictions, it might get easier. And then, of course, we will discuss a little bit. It's like, okay, well, you know, I think it's unlikely, but if TikTok were to be banned, is there anything we can do to prepare for that? And we'll dive into that as well, all on today's show. My name is Jerry Potter. Yes, it rhymes with the boy wizard. Host of the Social Media Marketing Talk Show, a production of Social Media Examiner, where we break down the latest social media news and what it means for marketers like you.
Earlier in today's show, I mentioned the Social Media Marketing Society. When you join this exclusive community, you get access to marketing training covering everything from artificial intelligence all the way to YouTube. You see what I did? A to Y, all the way across the spectrum. Every month, we add fresh new training workshops on the latest marketing strategies. Join more than 1,000 marketers who are thriving because of the society. Here's what a fellow marketer had to say. Quote, I've been so impressed with the content of the society. It's the deep dive I was wanting. Really glad I joined, unquote, said Dina Childs. Join today by visiting smmarketingsociety.com. Again, smmarketingsociety.com.
Today, I'm joined by Kenya Kelly. Kenya is a TikTok expert who helps entrepreneurs grow on TikTok. She's also the author of Before You Quit Your Day Job, A Strategic Guide for Entrepreneurs, and host of the Kenya Kelly podcast. And we got to hang out last week at Social Media Marketing World in San Diego. Welcome back, Kenya.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
So let's talk first about a big update. TikTok has always been about the friends feed, and then the default is the For You feed. That's the thing that literally revolutionized how social media worked, is that For You page. Now they're adding some additional tabs there at the top. So what's going on with these exactly?
So basically what's happening on TikTok is like there's like a lot of different communities that have really like broken out over the last 3 or 4 years. And so now what they're going to have on their feed is you're going to see the following feed, the For You feed, plus a fee for sports, fashion, gaming, food, and STEM, which I think is amazing. It looks like some of the other apps are kind of adapting to that too, but that's going to give people an entirely different experience on the TikTok platform, I think.
Yeah, and it's an interesting way. If your business happens to fall into one of these, you know, there's a really good chance that you get a chance of being discovered much faster. I mean, if you really look at anything where if your content fits better, if somebody's already watching a sports tab or whatever it might be, to check the list, the gaming tab, the food tab, if you have a food business, you know, if somebody's already there, your content is going to perform a lot better, which is neat. And from what I understand too, the STEM tab wasn't there initially, and then they added that. I'm curious to see, I mean, it was pretty quickly, but I'm curious to kind of see where it goes. The other thing I was thinking about these categories is like, how many could they possibly add before the app, you know, you have to turn the phone sideways to get more tabs up there.
Yeah, I was curious to that because I'm like, there's so many communities that have broken out on TikTok. So I'm curious to see what they would do with that.
Yeah. Any thoughts on how, if you had a food business or anything like that, you would change your strategy at all to kind of show up there? Or do you think it'll kind of happen naturally?
I think it's going to happen naturally, but I also think that TikTok is very sensitive to like what your account type is. So when you first come to the platform, they ask you, what is your content about? And so you kind of do that when you first come on. But also as you start creating content, they automatically put you into a bucket. Like I am in the education bucket, whether I say so or not, because of the content that I'm putting out. So I don't think that a person will have to do anything drastic to get there. But if you want to be very intentional and discover even the more, it is about having those like strategies of drawing people into your content and keeping them there with whatever you're doing.
Yeah. And I was thinking, if you tend to use the word cuisine, you might make sure to use the word food more, since food. There's a dedicated tab for that, even though it's not as pretty of a word. So
exactly.
Another update that is coming to TikTok is, you know, the more information we have, assuming we can interpret it, the better we can use it. And so they are giving us some new insights on exactly what's happening on TikTok, as I understand it. Is that right?
Yes, for sure. So we know there's two different ways to run ads on TikTok. There's the main ads.tiktok.com, but this one is more so TikTok Promote, where if a business has an account, like literally has an account, the mobile version of TikTok, where you are able to use the promote feature to get a couple of things to happen. One, if you want to target people by location, which is huge. A lot of local businesses have said to themselves, like, how do we reach our audiences on TikTok? Well, the promote feature, the update is going to allow them, like, I'm in San Diego, and if I literally just want to reach people in San Diego, then I'm able to use the promote feature to reach people in San Diego. But also, a lot of times brands will work with a creator, like let's just say Mercedes-Benz wants to work with me and I create some content on my account. Well, they are able to take that content and use what TikTok calls spark ads, but also use TikTok promotes to boost the different content that I have on my particular account for them. Also, the DMs are open for everybody to message, but a lot of people don't use the DM because they're not used to the direct message feature being available. But now you can use TikTok Promote to where at the bottom of your, once you hit promote, you're going to see, send me a message. Mercedes is running an ad or what have you, it may not want you to actually click the link or buy anything. They may just want you to have a conversation. And there's a little red button that will say, send me a message. But then also it's visit my account. Because a lot of businesses, I would say 90% of businesses that run ads on TikTok right now, they're not necessarily creating content on the mobile version because they want to grow a lot faster. Well, this is going to allow them to like grow really, really fast on TikTok using the promote feature.
Yeah, well, and the two that really jumped out to me that you mentioned, I love the local one, because other than trying to be strategic with the keywords that you put into your content, it's been really hard to reach a local audience. And you know, I know there's been stories over the last couple of years of local businesses that have exploded on TikTok. And now they're like, we got to sell something online. We're not a local business anymore. But sometimes you are a local business and you just want to sell to people locally. So I think that's great. And then I love the ability to then promote stuff, you know, like you teach and work with a lot of influencers, and what an opportunity this is. I just feel like it simplifies everything. You got somebody that's already creating content that is making your brand look good. Now you just basically, you send them a request and you say, hey, can we put money behind it? And they say, yeah, sure. And you know, off it goes. So
exactly.
Yeah. So that's really, really cool. Hey, by the way, real quick, if you are thinking about Web3, this is the future of the internet and it's absolutely affecting businesses. This was definitely one of the hot topics at Social Media Marketing World. We've actually put together at Social Media Examiner a free course, a beginner's course, you through the ins and outs of a way. And it's really easy to understand. Whether you're a marketer, a creator, or an entrepreneur, this is designed for you. You can sign up right now for this. Like I said, it's totally free. We just want to help people understand where the internet is going with Web3. Go to socialmediaexaminer.com/Web3 course, Web3 course, and you can grab it and jump into that. It's again, socialmediaexaminer.com/Web3 course. So we talked about these promote options. And then another thing that I love that is great for paid ads or organic content is these new data points that TikTok keeps adding. So they've had this thing since last year where you could go in and you could learn all kinds of things, and they just added a bunch of new ones. But for people that aren't even familiar that this page exists, kind of tell us what it is and then a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so I don't really fully understand that. I definitely would need to yield to you on that one. It confuses me a little bit.
Does it? Okay, well, it was interesting that when this story came out, because it said, there were some stories that said 7,000 new data points, and then one article said 70,000 new data points. And I'm like, who needs 70,000 new data points? But the general understanding of it is, and I'm not going to claim to be an expert on this, but you can go to this page and you can search for, you know, TikTok insights, and it will give you all kinds of different information. But the nice thing is sometimes you go to this stuff and it's like, here's this giant page of stuff, but there's actually filters on the side. And you can say, hey, I want to know what's happening in my local area. And so you can actually get data about what kind of content is working and different things like that in my local area, or different categories, different things like that. And so it's definitely a neat tool that has been cool. And then the other one, and this is not one I fully understand yet, but they're also rolling, because it's new, but they're also rolling out more insights about products and keywords on TikTok. And that one excites me just because of all we hear about TikTok being used as a search engine.
Yes.
Yeah. And is that something you've kind of done a lot with the people that you work with, your clients and things like that, is kind of helping them keyword their content?
Yeah. So once TikTok changed like the description feature, giving us the 2,200 characters, we all started to realize just how much they're focusing on search engine optimization. And then, you know, once we started saying certain things and like writing keywords, and we started seeing like there's this thing on TikTok to where like if my video is optimized correctly, and when I go back to my video, I'll look at the top of my screen and it'll say what the topic of my video is about, even though I didn't write it up there in the search box. And so it's really significantly becoming a search engine, and you know, with Google indexing TikTok videos. So like now what they're doing on the business side of things is they're making it even more, I wouldn't say sensitive, it's just even more like they're just going deep with what can happen with their content on TikTok, especially for businesses.
I feel like TikTok has done a better job than that, really, than any other platform. And we think of YouTube as obviously, if you're going to call YouTube a social network, the big search engine social network. But even with that, we use third-party plugins and different things like that. And even if you just go do a basic search, it'll say, hey, by the way, people are searching for this stuff too. So it's interesting to see them giving us these tools. So for all of us that are marketing on TikTok, ultimately, we are generally trying to move people somewhere else to buy something. But TikTok is introducing a new way to make money on TikTok without leaving TikTok. And so this is something that we've seen on some other platforms. We've seen it tried and failed. But what is this new sort of premium content thing that TikTok is playing with?
So it's called TikTok Series, and they've actually been pushing this for a while. They even invited me on a private webinar, like just me. Like I got an email from like six people from TikTok. The way that I look at it, they know that there are people on TikTok that sell courses, that sell like digital content in terms of what we teach or what we do. And it's giving you this opportunity where you can create content and then put it behind a paywall. It's not like a full course or anything like that. It could be a 5 minute, 10 minute, 20 minute, however long video. And then you can run ads to it. You can do TikTok promote to it, and people will then pay for that specific piece of content from you. So I feel like it's another way for a creator that is on the TikTok platform to be able to make money from the audience that they have there. But also to those of us that already kind of sell products and services digitally, like what we teach, now it's a place where we can then put it on TikTok as well, small bite-sized pieces that of course can eventually lead to them upsells to what we have off the platform.
Yeah. And so you said it's called Series. And so is it set up where it's a subscription or is it one-off purchases?
So right now it's a one-off purchase.
Okay.
You go to TikTok.com/series and you set it up that way, and it's a one-off. But I do think that because TikTok is very smart, the company, I think that this is a test to see about subscriptions, because they rolled out subscriptions a couple of months ago and I think they're doing okay. But this is a more premium product. Like the pricing of it, you can go as high as you want to go. I think it's going to eventually be a subscription.
Okay. Okay. Interesting. And, you know, one of the big frustrations for businesses on TikTok is you make this amazing video and you get to use a really cool song from Taylor Swift or Beyonce or whatever. And then all of a sudden the music rights change and your video, just as it's taking off, gets muted. So TikTok has been looking to rectify this, and it doesn't mean they're going to be just like, hey, anybody can use Beyonce's song to promote your business. Like, I think though someday that's going to be the good old days, right? When you could use Beyonce to promote your business. But they are adding some new abilities for us to be able to create content with good music that's not going to get banned 72 hours later. So what is this that they're putting out there?
For sure. So this is mostly for the TikTok business account type. Most people that are on TikTok and have a business account hate the music on TikTok business, because it's just like, there's nothing great about it.
Elevator music kind of.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just not good. And so they have really updated their music library. And so what I think has happened is that TikTok has started connecting with people that make music. And now like the music on the business accounts to be able to run your ads is just a lot more sweeter. Now, obviously, it's never going to be the copyright music, Kanye, Taylor, and all them, but it is trying to become more comparable. And I was listening to some of it and I said, oh, this actually sounds pretty good. It feels like a commercial. It doesn't feel like I'm at my grandma's house.
Grandma's house. It's almost like a piece of music that maybe you didn't know until it became famous in an Apple commercial, but it could be a hit.
Correct. Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is a huge, huge upgrade. We're talking about all the TikTok updates recently with Kenya Kelly. And in a second, we are going to talk about the unlikely chance that TikTok does get banned in the US, which, again, I can't see happening. But is there anything we can do to prepare for that? But they are unlocking a new program that they are calling their creativity program, which is great because TikTok is all about creativity. So what is this exactly and how can we use it as marketers?
For sure. So right now, TikTok has a program that's called the Creator Fund, which is tried to be comparable with YouTube with AdSense, where you would make a certain amount of money per 1,000 views. And a lot of creators left the fund because we weren't making very much money. So now they're launching a beta program, the Creativity Program. And this will first go to anybody that is already inside of the Creator Fund. You'll automatically get access to it. Right now, I think it's invite only. They're not like just letting the whole world join this program right now. They do have certain ways that you get into it. I know you have to be at least 18 years of age. And then they're saying a certain number of followers. Like the Creator Fund right now is 10,000 followers. So I think that the people that have access to it right now probably have 100,000 followers or more, and they're testing this out. And then I think over the next couple of months, they'll roll it out, their way of paying people money for creating content on the platform.
It'll be interesting to see what becomes the standard in a couple of years, because over on YouTube with Shorts, they've kind of just said, hey, you know, it doesn't matter how small your channel is, as long as you're in our partner program, you can get a chunk. You don't have to get. Now, some people are looking at these 11-cent deposits and they're like, oh, wow, thanks, yeah. YouTube. Going to go put that down payment on my Mercedes right now, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, and another important update, they did do an update to the community guidelines. As you looked at that, you know, we obviously all don't want our content to get flagged and taken down or reach diminished. Are there any specific things that you noticed in this update that marketers should be aware of?
Yeah. So TikTok has been very intentional because what's been happening with the US government, making sure that they are covering every single basis, but they're also making sure that they're taking care of all the different people that are on the platform. So one of the updates is making sure that they're protecting, because there's elections that are coming up. It's kind of like what Mark Zuckerberg and them had to do with elections and making sure everything is fair and all that. They've making a lot of updates with that. They also have made it to where the For You feed is not going to be serving content to minors. So they're putting a lot of restrictions on who is getting served what content. And then I've seen on my own account getting all these alerts of like, hey, come and watch our new community guidelines. And then when I go live on TikTok, it asks me, is your live streams for people under 18? And I automatically have no. And then they're just constantly going like, protecting anybody under 18 years of age, and they're protecting LGBTQ plus community, hate speech, and things of that nature.
Okay. And I mean, the general rule is, you know, use good judgment and, you know, you should mostly be okay. So something we first reported on the show a couple months ago when it was being tested officially now, they are rolling out the ability for people to reset the algorithm in terms of what they see. Is interesting because, you know, if you are seeing things, or somebody else got a hold of your phone or your interests have changed or whatever, it's kind of nice to be able to reset all of that. And then the other interesting story that came out is apparently TikTok is being integrated into the operating system or whatever it is in new Mercedes vehicles, right? Like it's going to be an app on the screen in the car.
Yeah. So it's very similar to what happened with, I think it was Tesla a couple of months ago. So now when you go into Mercedes, you can then sync your phone and then your TikTok can come up. The beautiful thing about it is that Mercedes is a very nice, elegant vehicle, not just one screen. And so in some of the Mercedes, it's going to have a screen for the driver and then a screen for the passenger. And so both people can log into TikTok and watch whatever they want to see on TikTok while they are, unfortunately, while they're driving, but I think they're saying that it's only when you're idle or just sitting in the car, but you know, so basically it's an app now in the Mercedes.
Yeah, I would hope so. I'm in like an efficiency geek, right? Like I hate wasting time. So when I'm at a stoplight, I'm the type of person that's just like, oh, can I reply to an email?
Yeah, for sure.
But I try not to do that. But when you see this, it's like the other extreme. It's like, wait, what? I mean, if you think about one of the most distracting apps on the planet. I remember the first time I opened TikTok a couple of years ago, it was 10 o'clock at night. I was going to bed. I'm like, oh, let me see what this is about. And all of a sudden it's 11:30. I'm like, what just happened? Where did my life go? So I can't imagine it in a car, but I guess I do get that part of it. I know people with Teslas. And so when they're charging, then they can watch Hulu or Netflix or whatever.
Yeah, which makes perfect sense. I hate being in my car when I'm just sitting there, like trying to watch on my phone. If I had the big screen, that's amazing.
Okay. And then the most important thing I want to ask you about on the show today, obviously, if you've been seeing the news, TikTok has been all over the headlines. And there's been these hearings going on in the U.S. Congress. The CEO yesterday testified. It's definitely a lot of political grandstanding. Personally, I would be shocked if TikTok actually got banned just because it doesn't feel like something the U.S. would do. But on the off chance this happened, what are some things that marketers can kind of be thinking about doing, or as we kind of prepare for this, if it were to actually happen at some point?
For sure. So I would tell anyone that right now, before they ever make a decision, which is going to be, I think it's in like 2 weeks, is when they make the decision. First of all, you want to make sure, just go ahead and start downloading your videos. Because if you have all this content and you haven't reused it anywhere, go ahead and download it. Okay. Second thing you want to do is start moving people from TikTok to your email list. Don't go and move them from TikTok to Instagram to YouTube. You want to move people to a place where you have complete and total control, right? Because then if you want to move everybody that then came from TikTok to your email list, now you can tell them, okay, come follow me on Instagram, come follow me on Clapper or whatever social media platform you want them to be on. Because as a business, that's their business. Like, the social platforms are there and they have control. We don't have control. But if I move 500,000 people from TikTok to my email list, I have control.
Yeah, which is hopefully something you're looking to do anyway. But yeah, that definitely makes a lot of sense because, yeah, you move them from one social network to another social network that you don't have control over anyway. It might be interesting, too, to see, you know, as this unfolds over the next few weeks here, you know, I wonder if there's even a leverage point where it's like right now you can say, hey, we don't think TikTok's going anywhere, but, you know, just in case, come join our email list, you know, and almost kind of use that as part of the narrative potentially.
Yeah, I'm actually teaching a webinar, teaching people how to build an email list. So I'm like, I'm going to build my email list by teaching them how to grow an email list.
There you go. There you go. All right. Well, if you are looking to learn about Web3, quick reminder, you can take our Web3 for Beginners course and unlock the incredible opportunities that are coming this year with Web3. Just go to socialmediaexaminer.com/Web3 course. That's W-E-B, the number 3, and then course. socialmediaexaminer.com/Web3 course. Kenya, where can we learn more about you?
So you guys, obviously you can find me on TikTok at Kenya Kelly, and I'm on Instagram, Kenya Kelly, but also all of my TikTok tools are on KenyaKelly.com.
All right. And if you want to add another podcast to your listening lineup, two for you to check out. One, the Web3 Business Podcast, and also the Social Media Marketing Podcast. You can find those wherever you listen to podcasts. And until next time, may you be wise with your marketing decisions. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
The Social Media Marketing Talk Show is a Social Media Examiner production. For more social media insight, visit socialmediaexaminer.com.
Hey, just a quick reminder, join the Social Media Marketing Society today and level up your marketing for your company or your clients. Visit smmarketingsociety.com to find out more.